It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Experts in the field of child development and early childhood education are continuing to stress the lasting importance of preparedness for kindergarten. Just over a week ago on this program, we had a segment on Universal Pre-K. Today, we're talking about Ready Freddy. It's a program designed to help make the transition to kindergarten easier for kids. Ready Freddy was developed at the University of Pittsburgh and has since become a model for similar programs throughout the country. I'm joined now in Studio A by Ken Smythe-Lystico, who is Assistant Director of Pitt's Office of Child Development, to talk about Ready Freddy. Ken Smythe-Lystico, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks. It's good to be here again.
Let's start at the beginning. What does Ready Freddy do for families whose children are approaching kindergarten age?
Okay, so this program began in 2007, and what we saw is that there was this growing gap between how well kids were performing in third grade. And we knew to affect third grade, we had to go back in time. And along the way, we learned a couple things that, first of all, kids weren't enrolling in kindergarten at the rate and pace that we thought they should, and they weren't enrolling on time to take part in activities or events that would reduce anxiety for them. And then all of a sudden along the way, we found that not as many kids as you would think were attending on the first day. In fact, as few as 25% were there on the first day of school for kindergarten.
That is a really surprising statistic. And a lot of children apparently struggle with the transition to kindergarten. There are national studies that show half of the kids, in fact, have trouble showing up on the first day, have trouble making that transition from the home to the schoolroom. Do we know why that is? What contributes to that?
Right. There's a host of reasons why kids are both anxious and why perhaps families and children aren't showing up on the first day. And if we think of this, if we break it down, as many as half of kids weren't in preschool settings, one of those things that would prepare a child to do well and feel comfortable. But even of those children that were in preschool, they still will have anxieties. If we think about it, if you were to start a new job on Thursday, as an adult, you'd be anxious. That night before, you'd have those butterflies. And you wake up the next morning, your tummy might feel a little bit queasy. And there's all those reasons why, you know, you might be struggling on the first day. But if you think about it, if you were applying and starting a new job, you probably met your supervisor. You maybe saw the building that you were going to be in. And you had a chance to get a little bit familiar before that first day. And you're an adult. Now let's back it up to that you're 5 years old and you maybe didn't have a part of any of those. And this is your first time in a formal education setting. You're going to be quite nervous. And your parents are probably going to be nervous for you as well.
And there's nothing quite like that. I think we all remember it, that first day at the door of the kindergarten classroom or the door to the building, and you're letting go of your mom or dad's hand, and it's like, whoa. You described it in a conversation we were having before the show started, that is the moment when you make that transition to the real world, to the big, great big world that's out there.
That's right. And if you think about it, the symbolic moment of opening that door when you enter into the school building, it is truly when you leave that past life as you know it and all those comforts that you had of being at home and around your parents. And there's going to be someone new that's in charge of the classroom and you're navigating all of these elements at 5 years old again.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. Our guest is Ken Smythe-Lystico. He's Assistant Director of Pitt's Office of Child Development. If you have a comment or question about the Ready Freddy program, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Email is esspgh@wesa.fm. On Twitter, at ESSPGH, hashtag EPLive. How much do you think a program like Ready Freddy might help children or your child become ready to learn and ready to make the transition from being at home to being at school? 412-246-2002 is the number to call. How much of this challenge for kids getting ready for kindergarten is about simply being ready to learn?
Being ready to learn, it's an interesting phrase, and we often talk with families about what it means to be ready for kindergarten, and readiness has, you know, a huge range of things that it means, but what we have started to say is there's two magic things that helps a child to be ready, And it's preschool and all those other things. But when it comes to what makes someone eligible for kindergarten, it's a birthday and a shot. It's that, you know, that turning of five at the right cutoff point and then the getting their immunization that's required before school that defines readiness in some regards. Now, true readiness as it equates to social, emotional, and cognitive readiness, children come in at such a different range. So we don't want to get burdened with parents to necessarily get caught up in, is my child ready or not? Based on those criteria, it's time to start, and it's important to be there from the first day. What we've also seen is that kids that are there on the first day miss a lot fewer days. And if you think about it, if you miss that first day, you're coming in further behind, and you feel like you're all of a sudden at a party that people have been to before, and it's your first time, and you feel a little bit out of the loop.
The kids notice that. They may notice that as they're getting to know their classmates, that some of those classmates might already be more familiar with each other. And does that create some sort of an off-putting or just off-balance feeling for children?
Certainly. When you arrive at a building and all the kids seem to know which pathway to walk down, which room to enter, and then what's the kind of the structure and the routines of the day, and everyone seems to know it but you, it's a little bit offsetting and would put you in a feeling like, maybe I don't belong here.
So a lot of this is about alleviating the fear, and as I look across from me, I'm seeing a man dressed in a yellow and green t-shirt with a big green frog with big eyes staring right back at me. So you are already in the mood. You have the Ready Freddy t-shirt.
Yes, I do. One of the things that we've realized is kids not registering for school on time is not necessarily a Pittsburgh problem. Kids not showing up on the first day is not necessarily a Pittsburgh problem. When we look across the nation, kids being anxious on the first day is not a Pittsburgh problem. And one of the solutions, though, has become a Pittsburgh thing. And that is putting the kind back in kindergarten, if you will, and devising a mascot, a brand, a character that kids can get excited about. On the first day of school, they'll see green giant frogs at these schools and a bunch of adults, some of whom they know and some who might be meeting for the first time, with bright yellow shirts and big green frogs welcoming them and taking that anxiety out just a little bit.
And Ready Freddy is a phrase that's been around, but did you decide that you needed a character of Freddy to be the face? I'm getting feedback in my headphones, so if that's going over the air, I apologize. The question again was, did you feel that you needed some sort of a character face to go with?
We did, and we modeled this off of a lot of the other programs and projects that are out there. If you think of, you know, Sesame Street struggled a little bit in their pilots before they partnered with Jim Henson and his Muppets. So taking a page out of their book, we thought, wouldn't it be great that the kids could actually have a character that they could hug, get their picture taken with, be excited to meet, and that he could almost become the new spokes frog, I guess you will, for kindergarten in that beginning.
412-246-2002 is the number to call if you would like to join the conversation with our guest, Ken Smythe-Lystico, who is Assistant Director of Pitt's Office of Child Development, talking about the Ready Freddy program, which is designed to help kids make an easier transition to kindergarten. On the phone, we have Michael from Johnstown. Michael, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Oh, hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
My basic comment is this. What about just socialization of children? And I mean this. When I was a kid, we socialized a lot. We played outside. We were at playgrounds. We played basketball. And when it came time to go to school, that's where your friends were. That's where you wanted to be. Nowadays, it doesn't seem like children socialize the way they used to, and I'm wondering if that plays a role in this anxiety.
That's an interesting question. What about what Michael's asking?
It's actually a very good comment, and one of the issues that we believe and I guess see is that there's a perceived sense of increased violence and danger out in our communities these days, right, compared to when we grew up and you came in when the streetlight went off and such. And so perhaps there isn't as much of that general play with neighbors and those that you live close to that you had this friend group, because of course we want to go to a party too where we know someone at it before. It's much easier. So perhaps that does play into the fact that children haven't been around maybe as many kids, or specifically those kids that would struggle the most haven't been around as many children.
years ago, a lot of kids, and I don't know what the stats are, but a lot of kids did not go to nursery school or did not take part in pre-K programs, but they went to kindergarten and they learned. So someone who has gone through that experience, someone like our caller, Michael, might say, why is all this necessary?
Right. I was thinking back to just even a few years ago. If you were living in one particular neighborhood in Pittsburgh, there would be five different first days of school and times, depending on what grade and what age you were. So perhaps some of the other reasons are we've made it a little bit too hard for families to truly understand when the first day is and those elements. To the district's credit, though, they've heard and listened to the feedback from parents and streamlined when the first day is, that it's all in the same day now for our families. And they've also made the process a lot easier. We've heard that the forms and the paperwork were one of the struggles that families faced. So they really worked to eliminate some of those challenges, which helps some of the easy things, which then makes us being able to address that anxiety in the first day something that we can tackle as a community.
And I mentioned that we did a show on universal pre-K. Ready Freddy is different from that.
It is. So that push is really hoping to increase the number of slots or availability for pre-K programs for those that are 3 and 4. What we really do is kind of take the baton from that point on and help ease that transition, that moment in time. And it's really more than a moment. It's an ongoing phase of moving out of the pre-K experience. Or for those kids that weren't in pre-K, one of our main efforts is to find them and help them, so to speak, get caught up before they enter into school. But then kind of stay with them through that time and entrance into kindergarten that we increase the attendance rates for the kindergarten year.
And has that, in fact, happened? Has Pitt's program impacted kindergarten enrollment in Pittsburgh?
What we've seen in the years that Ready Freddy has been a part of the project and partnership is that kindergarten enrollment has went up 11%. And what we've also seen is large increases in first-day attendance. In the initial schools where we began this project, we went from 25% of kids showing up on the first day to as many as 100%. So we saw a lot more kids on that first day of school. And through continued pilots to see how can we engage families to keep kids coming from the days after, we've reduced chronic absence by as much as half within 1 year's time.
We're talking with Ken Smythe-Lystico, Assistant Director of Pitt's Office of Child Development. In the few minutes we have remaining with him, you can join the conversation at 412-246-2002. How has the Ready Freddy program become a model for similar programs nationwide? Pittsburgh and Pitt are leading the way.
Yes, I believe we have. And like I said before, many of these phenomena are not necessarily a Pittsburgh issue. It's problems that many of our partners across the country face. And we just happen to be one of the first to the punch with the branding of kindergarten through this mascot approach. And many places will be also doing a first day event in the next weeks, as Buffalo, New York will be doing this, Fredericksburg, Virginia, and other places across the country will be celebrating kids as they come into school. And many now use the Ready Freddy mascot, and some have kind of taken their own twist. Down in Durham, North Carolina, they use the bull. If you think of the Durham Bulls, they have Ready Eddie down there, who is a bull.
The bull doesn't seem as friendly as a frog.
I had to agree with that.
Now, have you copyrighted the frog? I mean, because this is something that if other programs are using it, I'm guessing you might want to have some ownership of this. I mean, I know you want to share it, but at the same time, it's your idea.
Well, the University of Pittsburgh has copyrighted this.
Okay.
But what we do say is that this is something that we want. We want, and we've been fortunate because we've had a large amount of foundation funding in the past years to develop this. And what we've done is with districts that are willing and interested in doing this, we really share it for no cost. And it's just a partnership agreement because in the end, it's about kids feeling comfortable and safe on that first day of school.
And coming up this Thursday, August 28th, is what Ready Freddy is calling its kindergarten kickoff. Explain what this is and what it will do for parents and children who attend.
Yes, the kindergarten kickoff has become our annual event, which really celebrates the first day of kindergarten. We began this 6 years ago at one school, Weil in the Hill District, where we tested the idea of could we have a celebration on the first day. So what we do is we have community volunteers. It might be someone that the child has seen in the community at the YMCA or at the library, and they're out there on the street with their yellow Ready Freddy shirts on, celebrating kids as they make that transition into the building. What we do from there is also, it's the first time perhaps that parents have been a part of the building, so we welcome them into the building as well. Parent and child together take part in a orientation in the building, and then the children get escorted down to their room, and that's what we call the cutting of the cord when parents are asked to leave and children navigate this on their own with the teacher well in stow and having met. But
do the parents just ease out of the room, or and it's like, oh, look, they're gone? Or is it or is it kind of an obvious mom?
We are all in – this is all about transition. So each of these are very clear, where the teachers really celebrate and thank the parents for their part and the experience, and then kind of ask them to say, hey, it's time for these children to start learning, and that's the way it typically goes.
Did you cry on your first day of kindergarten?
I did. And
I did, I did
most
too.
Do.
I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Yes. And what's funny is there's this kind of unwritten expectation of this, and one of the things that we've actually been pretty proud of is the percent of criers has decreased as a part of this event, because kids really do see it as a celebration, as a rite of passage. And parents also are very excited with this celebratory style, where they feel more at ease too, letting their children go.
This makes me want to go back and do it all over again. Ken Smythe-Lystico is Assistant Director of Pitt's Office of Child Development, joining us to talk about the program Ready Freddy. Ken, thanks for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Coming up, independent career consultant Sasha King on how recent college graduates can get an edge in the job market. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.